Sunrise claws a far horizon, bleeding, burning, blazing, blinding. The darkness melts in a burst of crimson flame. Sunlight pours down on the trees and drips like honey through the leaves onto countrymen met on a dusty lane. Hello, Daniel, you're out for writing early, and by your clothes I'd say it's fairly safe to say you're heading for the town.
Aye, last night I heard the whole sad story of what's befallen Joe and Mary, and I thought it only right to rally round. I hear they didn't bring the body home to bury him here with their own. Some people say Big Joe was too ashamed.
Herself, I hear, took it so bad that she hasn't spoke a single word. She's just sitting there and whispering his name.
Sure, 'twas her that filled the young lad's head with things she heard and stuff she'd read. 'Tis said 'twas that drove the lad astray.
Aye, when you're not content with what you have, it's easy to go to the bad. Not like your young lad, like all the people say.
They're not all as smart as our young Judas. He's the sharpest, he's the shrewdest, a perfect son, our constant pride and joy. He's got so much money, stays out so late. Now that he's working for the state, that's Judas, that's my boy.
Joe's young lad really knew his craft. His joinery was a work of art. Sure, I'd say he was gifted with his father's hands.
There was a lot of her in him as well, and she seemed to have him in her spell as she sat there smiling, making all her plans. Mind you, he was the lad could shoe a cart before he had to get too smart. And when mingling with the rabble in the town,
aye, and he mixed with whores and pimps and thieves and mad prophets and their crazy priests. Not like your young lad, he'd never let you down. I'll let you be upon your way. I've caused you far too much delay at this time of year with so much work to do.
I suppose my calling means no more than to show them that's what friends are for, and I'll let them know that you'll be calling too.
When the evening sun goes down, I'll dress myself and I'll go to town, and I'll say how much I'm sorry to Big Joe. And I'll try not to look into his eyes or listen to the mother's cries as I lift the latch and out the door I go. Sunrise claws a far horizon, bleeding, burning, blazing, blinding. The darkness melts in a burst of crimson flame. Sunlight pours down on the trees and drips like honey through the leaves onto countrymen met on a dusty lane.